Abigail Bebb and I work for R1 Construction.
I'm Dean Tutor, I work for R1 Construction.
So tell me about the relationship between your company and the charity.
So I became a befriender in 2018. I saw an advert on the TV actually, and it moved me, to be honest. So I started befriending, and then when I started at R1 a few months ago, we were looking for a sort of charity partner. Abby was the forerunner, really, and then she got in touch with me and then got the ball rolling.
How does that relationship work? What benefits are there for a commercial business to be involved in a charity like this?
Yeah, so a lot of the time when we're doing our construction projects, our clients will very often ask us what our social value aspect is, what we're providing for their community. So this year it was about looking at our community and what we could give to our local chain. And we looked into it and we found Age UK, and I'd lost my grandmother earlier this year, which was the end of my grandparents, and said to work, like to do something for Age UK, you know, the elderly, and spoke to Dean, and Dean was a befriender, so it sort of became a harmonious thing, and we ran it from there, really.
So, Christmas appeal. Tell me about this year's appeal.
We met with Catherine, and she said, do you know what, we could maybe do a Christmas appeal for, like a shoebox appeal, but yep, for the older community. So we went back, we had a chat, and we came out with the day centre members. There's 300 day centre members,
wow,
that visit across Shropshire, Telford and Wrekin. So we basically committed to 300 parcels to be made.
Right.
Which at the time didn't seem that much.
Yes.
The last 3 days I've noticed how much that is. Then we've asked the community, so businesses, schools, asked everyone to be involved, families. And we've had loads of donations to go in these bags. We've also used some of our fundraising to go on a big shop. So we did a big supermarket spree,
right,
at Tesco. The surplus donations will go to Age UK directly for all of their community projects,
right,
in the,
okay,
coming months.
So is the idea to put together sort of 300 Christmas gift bags, if you like?
Yeah, so we basically realised that the members that go, they don't have much support network or socialising, so we wanted them to know that we're thinking of them. So each person will get the gift bag, and then, yeah, as I say, we'll have the fundraising to go with that, so hopefully they'll see more benefits than just the sole items. And we've also been plugging the befriending, so we want people to get into that befriending. So we've said you can donate items, time, or money if you've got enough.
And if somebody listening to this is thinking it's a worthwhile cause and would like to contribute, how would they get in touch?
Yeah, so we've developed a Just Giving page, which,
okay,
is called the R1 Christmas Appeal. It's with Age UK Shropshire, Telford and Wrekin. You can go on to Just Giving and find us there.
And what sort of things are you hoping to put in those bags for you?
So those bags will contain things like warm socks for winter. We've done a lot of calendars, so wildlife calendars. We've done sweet and savoury goodies. We've also got things like festive coffees, hot chocolate. So yeah, basically anything. I kept being inspired by my gran. I thought if my gran would like it, it's
going
to go
in the bag.
Yeah, that's my motto anyway. So yeah, that's where we've got with it, really.